Hello and welcome to the third episode of Talking How It Is. I'm your host Natalie.
And I'm Ashley.
The aim of our podcast is to have real life, non-filtered discussions about anything and everything. Our aim is to learn, teach and educate while keeping it real and being honest and open. How are you today?
Not bad, not bad.
Good, good, good. I'm good too. It's been a good week this week. I can't complain. I actually went back to work this week, so back to reality.
But my reality is still that I'm homeschooling children, so... But I mean, I didn't kill them and they didn't kill me, so it's a good week.
Honestly, it's not even a joke. But yeah, so today's episode, guys, we're going to be talking about body image. I feel like this is like a delicate subject because I feel like in the world we live, there's a lot of pressure to look right or look perfect.
Look perfect.
Look perfect. Not even look right. Look right is an understatement. Look perfect. I feel like we see so much on Instagram, on the net in as a whole, people like Kim Kardashian flaunting her hourglass with her big booty, snatched waist. And I feel like a lot of people are just trying to aim for that same standard. And the reality is, we're not all made like that. And I think
she's not made like that.
Well, she was made like that. She weren't born like that, but she was made like that.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, I feel like today, well, it's a touchy subject, but I would like to hope that from the podcast, we can encourage everybody to know that regardless of how you're shaped or what you look like.
Love yourself.
Love yourself to the fullest. You were made in God's own image. Even the Bible tells you that. Even if you don't read the Bible, we were created by someone, you know. So when we were created, we were obviously created how they expected us to look or be. So
they expected me to look like this?
Over here, you know, I'm gonna throw her in the bin. Oh my god, I'm so dead. So firstly, I have a few questions or a few topics I want to talk about. So I'm gonna start with, what do you think has caused issues for body image in 2020 or the 21st century? Do you think it's us as a whole? Do you think it's the internet? Do you think it's people putting us down because what they see on the internet, they expect to see on road? Like, what do you think has caused the issues for body image?
I think, you know, like, when our parents were growing up, there was none of this social media, Facebook, this, that, and the other.
True.
Yeah, there's always been magazines, and we know that models are meant to be skinny and whatnot, but... 21st century, we've got thick models. Nice,
even
curvy,
the clothing industry have highlighted
models.
It. Like, you got Nike that does plus size now. Adidas are doing plus size, which I'm quite shocked about.
So we've got a variation.
Yeah.
Not just of size, but different kinds of shapes as well. Mm. And different ethnicities and whatnot. But I do believe that social media likes to target that hourglass fake look.
Yeah, and the big bottom. And it's so mad. Do you know what's so frustrating? That as black women, we have looked like this for many years and we were never praised for it. Do you get it?
It takes a white woman to change her appearance to be
like,
praised.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like, it's so mad. It's not even coming from a place of hate or a place of racism.
No, because she looks nice for her. Like,
yeah,
she looks...
But my thing is, when all our strong black women were looking like this with their big bum and their small waist and big lips, we were tarnished as being this or monkey or that. But yet, Kylie Jenner gets lips and everybody wants to do lips. Kim Kardashian gets hourglass with big batty. Everybody wants to do it. But they're praised for it. But the black woman that has been like this for centuries has been mocked for it. Mm-hmm. And you know how mad for me that is. And that's why
crazy.
I feel like even if I was to have a girl child in this world, listen, I'm going to implement in her that you were great. You were beautiful. You were perfect. You are how you're supposed to be.
And don't let nobody else tell you any different.
I don't know. It's just such a weird thing to sit here and watch. Like, for me, I've never been shapy. I've always been top heavy. Like, my friend Tanisha says I'm carrot. That's what she calls me, a carrot. She's like, you're shaped like a carrot. For me, I don't mind being shaped like a carrot. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, you are a carrot.
Yeah, I'm top heavy.
I'm thinking about a carrot, innit? I'm thinking about a carrot.
I'm dead. And the thing is, it doesn't bother me, because even though I may not be shaped perfectly, I've never had a man issue, I've never had a me issue. Do you get it? Like, I am who I am. So for me, it goes to show that there are people out there that accept you based on your persona rather than how you look and rather than how you're shaped. So for me, I agree that social media kind of
puts a block on it.
It does.
If you go on Instagram, everybody is wearing tight clothing. You can see every single
cravat.
Everything.
You can't, it don't even make sense you trying to picture them naked. Because the imprint alone makes you know they're naked. Yeah,
and if they don't have clothes on, they've got a bikini on or whatnot, whatnot. You know, thirst trap pictures, whatever, whatever. So, yeah, my little sister probably looking at social media is probably thinking, well, I need to dress a certain way and I need to look a certain way. My body needs to be a certain way. So, you know, maybe I don't eat or I go and get some surgery or whatever, whatever. I think, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And I think that people, it's okay for people to have the mindset of a body that they want.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways
about doing it. Yeah. Like, as well as social media, I feel like us as men and women also play a part in that as well. Because I find sometimes you got a man that only links skinny things. Like, fluffy girls need love too. You understand? Like, for me, all right,
girls are getting love, you're getting bare love. She be getting bare love.
It's true. But at the same time, there are some men that actually will put a dead stamp and say, boom, I'm not dating a fluffy girl. I don't want to be lying you on your back and having to search and lift up your belly to find anything. Do you understand? Like, there are some people that are out there like that. And I could have a crush on a skinny guy that don't like fat girls and won't even look at me. Do you get it? So yeah, for me, them things will crush people that aren't strong-boned and strong-willed, you know? And I feel like women as well, we are the bitchiest species on this known earth. I don't even think leopards and tigers are like us. I swear down, because we're so quick to criticize.
So quick to criticize. And
it's sad because you don't know what
instead of just uplifting.
Yeah. Rather than uplifting someone, you're here knocking them down, breaking them down, not realizing that they themselves could be fighting their own battles. And it's crazy because I've got friends that are smaller than me and skinnier than me and prettier than me, but their confidence don't even match half of mine. And I'm like, but I wish I could be in your body, Kai. See, if I was in your body and my confidence,
I'd be doing some stupidness.
Yo, Sam, would I turn up? I'm telling you, every time I go Jamaica and I go strip club and I look at the gallem on the pole, I'm like, God, you know why you made me not skinny. I swear down. You know why. I'll be on that pole.
Oh my God. Woo. See, I'm a bit dignified. I'm going to be on the pole.
I'll be on the pole. God knows.
Maybe I'll be the person collecting the money.
You need to be on the pole to be collecting the money. Straight up. No, literally. Jokes aside though. But yeah, man. It's just, I feel like human beings as well as social media play a part in that.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree.
Yeah. I feel like rather than focusing on what we look like or our shape and size, maybe we should be focusing on how healthy we are.
We 100% should. Walk
up a flight of stairs without busting a sweat and sounding like Fat Joe, you know? Like,
no, focus 100%. On being
healthy rather than what you look like. I know it's so hard to say in the century that we live in, because I feel like, as you said, social media pushes that daily. Like, you need to look like this, you need to pout, you need to have an hourglass, you need to have a big bum, you need to position and take pictures with a turtleneck to show that you look slim, you need to stand on your toes, like all of these things. Like, sometimes I'll scroll through some girls' instas and I'll look at their pose, and the first thing that catches me is how they pose. It's not even how they look, it's the fact that they're standing on their toes to elongate their body,
yeah,
or make their frame look smaller. Why are we thinking about them things taking a picture? Why can't we just pose? Why does it have to be I'm on my tiptoe?
Because everyone wants to be perfect, and there's nothing such.
Yeah, but none of us, even pretty girls, aren't perfect. Nothing such. No matter how pretty you are, you're not perfect.
I think even when you say about being healthy and doing things healthy, I think even that is in a competition at the moment.
I'm not even gonna lie, yeah.
I swear to God, like, who's going hard at the gym? who's vegan, who's a pescatarian, who just ain't eating, you know? Like, everything is somewhat of a competition.
Do you know what bewilders me? Girls that wear makeup to the gym.
Oh, I don't understand it.
I don't get it. Don't you sweat and get...
I was about to say...
block pores and...
Don't you want to go to the gym to sweat?
It's weird, but that's not an issue. But yeah, I hear that too.
So yeah, like, I think people need to be healthy, but be mindful as well of how you come across on whatever platform because... I'm not gonna lie, I could go into the gym and I could feel insecure.
Yeah.
About another woman being in the gym, another group of women or group of men. Mm. It is daunting being the person that
you feel you're overweight, but yet everyone around you is a lot fitter. For me, when I used to go gym, that didn't bother me. Like, if I was on a cross trainer beside someone that was slimmer than me, my aim was to stay on the same pace that they were. Maybe not at the same level. Like, you know, you can go up to level 15 or whatever. I might still be on my level 3, 4 or 5. But I'm still making sure that I'm at 118 MPS or whatever the settings are on the treadmill. So I'm in line with them. Do you get it? I use them to push me.
No,
and
I get it.
And when I find myself slowing down, I'm like, no. But the girl beside you is going ham. You need to keep going up. And it's not a competition of thinking, yeah, I'm going to look like her. It's a competition of thinking, I want to keep up with her. Do you understand? Like, it is crazy. Sometimes I feel like our mindset of how we look at things, interpret things as well. I think confidence has a lot to do with it. Because if I go to the gym, I see no one unless you're sexy.
Girls got issues, you know.
I see no one, you know. So for me, even if you're slim with your big batty and you're killing it, I don't see you. I see you for a split second, I'm like, okay, cool, maybe I can work towards that. But I would never knock them, do you understand? Because you don't understand what people are going through. There are girls out here that are having food disorders, anorexia, bulimia, all of them things there. So for me, I try not to think I want to be like you, because I don't know what that person has gone through
to get to where
to where they are, or to be the size they are.
They might not even be happy
And
with the size they are. They might want to gain weight.
Literally, we're here running down being skinny, but you don't realise that there are skinny girls out here running down to be big. So it's like, what do you do apart from try to be healthy? That's all we want, you know, because they say health is wealth. So the healthier you are, the longer you have life, you know? So, yeah, I feel like being healthy, not allowing social media to...
Influence
you into thinking or feeling that's a certain way is right. Food disorders. Do you think people that have food disorders are wrong to have food disorders? Does that make sense? Like, I don't think wrong, but what do you think would push someone to want to be bulimic?
Well, as I said, you know, social media, looking at people and thinking, I want to be a specific way, I want to be like that person, and not having the mindset to do it healthily, as in dieting and so forth. And there are people that can diet and go off the scale, and maybe that's when they start missing meals and stuff like that, and making themselves sick and so forth. I think people need to, before they say they're gonna change their life in terms of food, really, really think about your goal and try not to go too far.
Yeah. I think sometimes a lot of us look at eating healthy as being a diet. And then
it's not a diet, it's just a way of life.
Yeah.
It should be a way of life.
That's my point. Don't look at it as being a diet. Look at it as being a way of life. I'm changing my diet.
I'm improving my diet.
Be better, basically, yeah. But I feel a lot of people look at it as a life sentence sometimes as well, and feel like, oh my God, I'm on a diet. I can't eat rice, I can't eat pasta. But there is nowhere in the book that says you can't. I guess within just eat in moderation. Eating within moderation and enjoy what you enjoy. Like, one of my questions is do you think it's bad to be fat? I find a lot of people make it seem like being fat is a bad thing, but then you've got fat girls that can do splits, you've got fat girls that can run a marathon. Do you understand? If you're fat and healthy, why is it being made to look like being fat is such a bad thing?
I think people will will say, well, how healthy are they if they're fat?
But that person that's fat could run faster than me and you. We could get run down by a man today and, you know, she gone and we got caught. You
but your lifespan, will that person be able to live a long-standing life if they were slimmer? Would they would there be a chance of them living longer and healthier life than being fatter?
The thing is, I disagree, more overweight, though, because there are people out here that are healthier than you and I, and they're dropping dead like flies.
I know.
You know? So it's a contradiction to what scientists teach. It's a contradiction to what doctors tell you. Like, when I used to go to doctors, well, I still go to doctors, but when I go to doctors, my nurse was fat. She was like twice my size. She couldn't even fit on the chair.
And she'd be talking to you about BMI and stuff like that.
My BMI is high and I need to lose weight. And I'm looking at her and I'm like...
But it's her job, so she's just reading from a script.
But for me, it's just like you go into a shop, innit, and someone's trying to sell you something. This will grow your hair if you use it twice a night. But your hair's not out. But your hair's... You understand?
Yeah.
How are you telling me that this is going to work, but you're not taking your own advice? Do you get it? How are you going to be twice my size and tell me that I need to lose weight to stop myself getting pre-diabetes and stop this and stop that, but you're double my size? You need to be a product of what you teach. That's how I look at it.
I do agree with you, but then you can't say that she can't
advise.
I
agree to that too.
Because that's just like me saying that I've been in loads of bad relationships, but I'm not going to advise you to be in a good one. How to be in a good one. Because I might be able to tell you, because I might know where I've gone wrong.
I hear that too.
She might know where she's gone wrong and be able to advise someone else the right paths.
Yeah, but then 2 years later, you're still fat. I don't even mean that in a frigged up way, but that is the reality of it. I've been with my doctor since I'm 12.
But as you say, body image, you don't know what she's going through.
It's true. She could be happy.
She could be miserable. She could have been trying and nothing is happening, working. Because a lot of people do go through that situation of maybe a loss of stone and they can't get past anything else.
You're not wrong. Like, I remember for a long time, like, I think when I was in school, I was overweight. And then I think when I reached about 16, weight just started to drop off of me. And I was like, rah, I like this. And then it's like, I was able to maintain that weight for about a good 3-4 years till I was about 21, 22. And then it's like, when I started to gain weight, I found myself being depressed. Like, I even started to ban weed, thinking like, yeah, boom, if I smoked weed hard, I wouldn't gain weight. And then
what?
Kinda. It suppressed my appetite. Like, I know a lot of people say when they ban a spliff, they get munchies. For me, it was actually the opposite. When I ban a spliff, I was good. I didn't want to eat. I was more thirsty than hungry.
Okay.
For me. And then I found it was like, I found myself getting depressed and down, and I'm like, no, I need to go back to what I look like. And it's like, when I was dating my ex at the time, like, it was a thing of, I felt like I had to always look a certain way, because it's like, he was looking at girls that were smaller than me, and it was like, well, you're with me and I don't look like that, so why are you with me? So I find men, which is going back to people or men or women making us feel a certain way for being a certain size. Do you understand? Because for me, I feel like men, any man or woman that does not have a preference in their significant other is weird. Does that make sense? Like, I couldn't date a man that liked fat women and skinny women and pink women and purple women and blue women. Do you get it? Because for me, it's like, you don't have a type. So you're
anything.
You don't have nothing except the V in between their legs. That's all you like. So for me, when I'm with someone, if I don't see that person looking at a tit gal, I'm kind of weary of you now, because for me, you're with me and I'm not slim. Do you understand? So I don't know. Maybe it's the way I think. Maybe I'm weird.
See, I would be more concerned that you like a certain shape and I'm not that shape, rather than you like everything.
I agree to that too.
I mean, growing up, I was skinny growing up, like primary school skinny.
Yeah.
I ran. So I was skinny for a long time. you get to secondary school and you think, oh, I'm gonna fill out this, that, and the other. It took me a while. Maybe I was like in year 10 and I just started happening, the breast, everything, and I stopped running because my breasts just got too big and I just couldn't cut it. I swear, I couldn't cut it. It was too much. Wow. And I've always had thighs, but I was skinny. Yeah. So everything filled out. Everything
was in proportion.
And I liked the way I looked. Mm. I was fine. But then I got comfortable in a relationship and I gained a little bit of weight and whatnot.
Mm.
But was still happy.
I hear that.
But then, when you go out and you see other shapes, you think to yourself,
should I be that, like that?
Should I be like that?
Yeah, should I be smaller?
Or have I let myself go? Whatever. Shape? And people just need to realise that she's not you and you are not her.
Yeah.
Be happy with what you've got. With
what you've got.
Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Because once you start comparing yourself to anybody else, the cracks start to form within yourself. And you give yourself more issues
to deal with
than you needed to. You was okay.
You was fine. Yeah, you're not wrong. So, as you being you, what makes you insecure within your body?
Got a bit of a belly. Don't like my belly.
You've had two kids. So for me, I got a belly. I don't have no kids. I should not have a belly with no kids. Do you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I was ton up until I met Ashley. And then she introduced me to food and restaurants and food and cake. I think I liked cake before I met her, but that's not the
point. I'm not even going to say I'm sorry because I didn't force her.
Literally, like, I don't know, my love for food. And that's why I don't think I can understand being bulimic. How do I eat something that tastes so good, swallow it, and then vomit it back up?
Yeah, but you've got to understand that is a disorder.
And that's why I say I don't understand
They
think it's right.
Yeah, they think it's normal. Whatever, their actions are just normal.
It is. It's like crazy.
Just going to the toilet. It's just a way of life. Mm. And it is sad that a lot, not just women and men.
Mm. Didn't know that. I didn't think men had all suffered from. Wow.
Yeah. So it's hard to say that. What is normal when it comes to your body image and what you perceive you should be and how you take it on mentally.
Yeah,
I think what kids should be taught is self-worth. And this is from school.
School. I agree to that too. You know that, and that I was going to say that. Keep your
self-esteem up. Body image and all those things, because we've got so much peer pressure in school to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, I agree to that, because they feel like sending you to PE and that's it, and the reality is that isn't it.
PE for a young woman is daunting to maybe, you know, if you haven't developed yet, you're looking at some of the other girls in school and they've got breasts and this, that and the other. It's daunting to get changed in front of them and stuff like that. They need to be teaching you about self-esteem in school. They want to be teaching you about all these other things that I do not think they should be.
I agree to that too.
Why can't they teach those things that are going to...
You're not wrong. Encourage them, boost their mindset. I also believe it starts from home as well.
Oh, 100%. Like,
always, guys, friends, family, if you've got kids, tell them every day or every time you see them, do you know what? You look beautiful. And the thing is, you know, there's nothing wrong in being honest if they put on something and you don't like how it looks on them. Because there are times Ash and I get dressed and I'm like, oh, do I look all right in this? Is my back flab showing? And she'll be like, yeah, but I'll fix it. She'll never, you know, chastise me for it or, you know, make me feel bad about it. So my thing is, I feel like confidence starts from home. And I would just like to encourage everybody that's listening to try and ensure that you encourage everybody you know. Even if they may not highlight to you they are having insecurity issues, just let them know that they're good, they're all right, there's no problem with them. They can do it in their own time. Like my niece, she's 13, And I'm telling you, like, sometimes I have to tell this little girl she's ugly. Not because she is ugly, but because she's so fucking full of herself. She is so
trying to bring her back.
Full of herself. Like, literally, I have to literally, like, all right, pat her on her head just to knock her down. But do you know what? No matter how much I push her down, she's like, Auntie Natalie, that's mean. But I'm Peng, innit? I'm Peng. I'm like, what? Did you tell me you're Peng?
But that's good because she knows that no matter what anyone has to say, I know what she's I good. Think about me.
And that's the thing. That's why I lick it on her. Do you get it? Because for me, if she can take it from me, I expect her to take it from anybody yeah. else. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because I am the person that counts. The people you go to school with don't count. You understand? But I also know that she knows I love her. So even if I am saying it and it's not true, it's most probably going to go over her head anyway. But I try to toughen her up and make her know that, boom, do you know what? You're beautiful. Like, even when she comes to my house, she's talking about, can we go to the gym? I'm like, what for? You ain't even got an ounce of fat. I'm like, I try to pull her and I'm like, where's the fat?
But that's still good because she wants to remain healthy.
That's true too.
I told my sister not to... My sister's... she's petite
yeah,
and yeah, she's developed not as, you know, as quick as maybe some of her friends or whatever. Don't watch that. You're beautiful and you will fill out in your time, and she is feeling that nice and she is very beautiful.
Your mum, your sister reminds me of how your mum used to be shaped.
Yeah,
the arching between their legs.
Yeah, 100%.
The margarness. She's my mum.
Definitely my mum. I always tell her you haven't got to keep up with anyone, and I think it's even for her it's a little bit different because mum's Muslim, so there's certain things her mum's not running, like yeah. you are not coming out the house in shorts and a crop top and all these things and whatnot.
But yet all her other friends are, and she's dressed like a nun and she's feeling uncomfortable.
The thing is, she's not dressed like a nun because I go out and buy her clothes that I think are
appropriate to your for mum's standard,
for her age and to her mum's standard.
Mm.
You're still hip, you're still funky, still
you just don't have to be half naked to be all these things.
Exactly.
Basically.
Which and is, I think I get, this I get again that. Social media,
yeah, I get that with people out here posting half naked. But and it's crazy because people say, well, control your kid from watching or looking, but the reality is you cannot.
The control has been taken there. The control
it's
has been
gone.
Taken
Do you understand? Because for me,
we can put all the parental advisories that we want on there, but you know what, when your child is leaving home and going to school and whatnot,
the magazines on the sides, listen, you can go into Asda, Tesco's,
the
and
films.
Stand there and read.
We can
magazines.
Watch films.
Yeah, literally.
Go to
even
the cinema
cartoons.
And watch a film or whatever.
Listen, I watch Trolls, and even their shape and body turn out better than mine, and they're trolls. Like, they're trolls. So it's everywhere. It's not, you know? But I hear that. I do hear that. As I said, I just want to give everybody encouragement. Just know that, you know, we were all made different, and not because we are made different means that we're any less than the person next door to you or in front of you, or, you know, like, we are all made in God's image, and that is what it is. There are people out here, like, with one arm or bigger than you or smaller than you and wishing to be you, and you don't even know it. Like, when I used to live at the old house in Camberwell, there was this girl, and she was tick too, and I'm telling you, never seen this girl a day in my life, but yet she was able to tell me that she sees me every day, and every day she sees me, I motivate her because she likes the way I dress for a big girl. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet, because I don't classify myself as trendy. Whatever my hand tech from the wardrobe, I mean, that's on. You understand? I put on whatever Converse. I have clothes. I have trainers. I have Converse galore. I rock the same thing, just different ways. You understand?
Yeah.
So to know that someone is preying me in that, on that kind of level, it's weird because we ourselves don't realise the influence that we have on other people as well when we go out. So again, that all comes down to confidence as well. So carry yourself with confidence in it. Like, I don't have a problem with fit girls being thick and wearing half naked stuff, but
I
do it appropriately.
I do.
Do you know what? Everybody's free to do what they want to do, you know, but you see, when you're a size 18 and you're wearing a size 10, think about it before you do it. Yeah, that's what I said. Understand? I do. Like, I don't mind a thick girl being out in shorts and a vest, but your shorts need to not be tight.
Everything just needs to fit properly, appropriately. Just fit. But I'm also a believer of just because they make it in your size does not mean you should wear it.
I agree to that too.
Because there are things made in my size and I know that I should not be wearing it, so that's it will be staying in the shop.
I agree to that too, but then that boils down to confidence. And some of us will be thick or big or chunky and have confidence. I see girls with thighs or legs twice the size of mine and they're rocking shorts and a mini skirt and I'm like, you look good, you look all right, but I wouldn't do it. You understand? But at the end of the day, if they feel confident in themselves, who am I to strip them of that?
You're right.
Because it's like and again, being a hypocrite and going against encouraging people to.
That's what I was
going to
say again. People should just be themselves, you know? Yeah.
So for me, I feel like, just be confident. My insecurity is my bum. I wish I had a bigger bum and I wish I had a better shape.
I hear you with the bum because I ain't got one either. But it's still my belly. I mean, I think once I get past my belly, maybe it'll go back to my bum. But right about now, it's my belly.
But we got to pick a struggle out here, boys.
One at a time.
Just got to focus on one. All right, work on the belly, and then after the belly, we'll do 100 squats a day to work.
The thing is, I don't believe that the squats can give you what you want. I'm sorry.
You don't think so?
If it's flat, it's flat. It's gonna obviously.
Certain things
are gonna change, but you ain't gonna get a donk. You ain't gonna get that.
The thing is, unless I try, I'm not gonna know. Because when I'm looking at girls on Insta and they've shown before and after when they're going gym and they're doing.
They're flat
and then they get a little oomph, but the little oomph that they've got I'll be content with. You understand?
Okay. So you don't want the padonkadonk, you just want them.
I just want a little
a lift
and a little shape.
You want a lift.
Yeah, I want it to look like my face on either side of my booty. Just out there, just there, you get me? So I think from this episode, I think we need to challenge each other. I think maybe if we do it on the platform, it might make us, encouraged to lose weight. So
what's the challenge?
The challenge is every week, God, we need to do a weigh-in.
I'm sorry, wait, what?
On the podcast. Every week, we need to give our starting weight. And every Monday...
I'm not telling people our starting weight.
Why not?
The hell?
Why not?
Oh my days.
Listen, I think we should. I think it would... All right, if you don't tell your starting weight... Every week we need to lose at least 2 kg. Every week.
So that's like 5 pounds.
I don't know how much it is.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing. I feel like maybe if we share it and we bring people on our journey, they might, because I've been wanting to go on a diet for a long time. And I keep getting sidetracked. I don't know why I get sidetracked. Like, I start off on a good...
We like food. The thing is, we're not... Well, I've already started my journey of changing how I eat. So I'm not going on a diet. I'm eating what I want to eat.
Mm.
I'm just being a bit more sensible with
portions
and what I'm actually putting in my body. So, yeah, I'm not having the fast food and stuff like that. And if I do, it's a treat.
I'm not going to lie. Since the pandemic, though, there hasn't been really a choice to have fast food. Do you get it? So even for myself...
She is lying, yeah? The first 2 weeks of the pandemic, right?
Watch her come sell me out.
She spent so much money on Uber Damn Eats. I had to ask her, like, what? Your stove don't work no more.
I'm not going to lie. On the first week of the pandemic, the first month, I think it was... When you scrolled through my bank account, all you saw was PayPal, Uber Eats. And I was like, nah. To be honest, I can cook. I just don't like to cook.
That's why we said, like, back in the first podcast, I've had, like, a handful of meals from her. She doesn't like to cook.
And I can cook. I don't have a problem cooking. If you say to me, boom, whip up this, whip up that, I can do it. I think since the pandemic, I've learned to cook a lot more variety of food, because before my focus was mainly yard food, yeah. And then I love a salmon or I could do a minted
lamb. And I've been trying to kind of like get her off rice and like doing bulgur wheat and stuff like that.
A lot of bulgur, less rice, more vegetables.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm not going on a diet as such. I'm just changing certain things that I eat, my eating habits, just changing them. So I'm not saying to myself, boy, I'm going to be starving myself and I'm only having this leaf of salad and blah blah blah. Now I'm eating my food, but I'm being mindful of what I'm putting into my body. But you need to just not drink no damn juice. She's got a problem. She don't like water.
I don't like water, but I am a sucker for apple juice. I just don't even know why. I just love an apple juice, and I love a Rio.
Rio's so sweet. Rio it is good though.
Banging. I love a Rio. Anything else, I don't really play with. If I drink a Coke, it will have to be with Cocoa Mania rum or whatever, but yeah. So
okay, so you want to do a weigh-in every week? We can do that
if you don't want to disclose your weight.
I ain't disclosing my weight.
How much you've lost?
Yeah,
that's but you're fine. Gonna have to tell me your weight so I know if you've lost.
Not, come on, I tell you everything.
That's true too. So yeah. So if you guys want to take this journey with us, today is your day. We will do weigh-ins every Monday when we obviously upload our podcast.
And this is a healthy journey. This is not about you going crazy and thinking that you need to keep up with anybody. This is your own journey as well.
It's your journey.
It would be nice if you lost 5 pounds a week, but if you don't,
listen, even if it's about the trying
and it's about being healthy whilst trying.
You made the effort.
And it would be great if some of you could maybe put in some of your tips, because you might have some tips for us.
If after the first week of shit, even if not after the first week, just tell me what you do to lose weight. Yeah, I don't care if it's laxative. I don't care if you want me to eat air.
No, we do care about laxatives, right? Because we are meant to be doing this healthy. This is meant to be a body conscious exercise to be healthy. Yeah?
My goal weight is 86 kg.
I don't know what it is in kg. I just know that I need to get back down to at least 12 stone.
12 stone, okay.
So well. I need to lose some stones. I need to lose some little peoples. But I just want people to be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
No laxatives. Healthy. I was going for walks because I don't have a bike. My knees is not going to run nowhere right now. And when I do go out, I've got to take the kids. They are not running with me.
Listen, you'll be stopping every 10 seconds.
Casey makes me stop every 10 seconds with walking.
Oh, God.
So, you know. But if anyone's got any tips or any nice places to walk, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be cool. Let us know via Insta.
Any new foods Twitter. That could fasten up my metabolism, that'd be great. That would
help. Anything, like, I'm willing to try anything. Like, you know me, I try anything. Like, at the moment, I'm doing the ISO tea, and in the beginning, I lost weight, and now I just feel like I'm stuck on the same weight.
But have you changed anything else apart from drinking the tea? Because...
No, because I still eat like a pig.
Well, that ain't gonna go. That ain't gonna help. But what I was what we forget is the first week your body was new to it.
That's true.
So
it will respond quicker.
Oh, this is something new. Okay. Mm. And it's responded. The second week, well, this is not new anymore.
Let's get used to it.
So I'm now getting used to it.
Let's just rest on her walls.
So maybe you needed to now incorporate maybe something else.
Yeah.
To give it another kickstart.
I hear that. Yeah, I think I'm gonna try, and I'm not trying to try and look like the Instagram models. I'm just trying because I know that I need to be healthier. I hope to have kids soon, so I need to know that I'm in fit shape to raise my children when God blesses me with them. You know,
you want
to
be the best so you that I you can be.
Yeah. So I hope everybody else, you know, if you're on this journey, please feel free to share with us what you're doing, what you're taking, what helps you, where you're walking, so that we can, you know, kind of join as well and lose some stones. You can't be the only one out here looking good. Like,
give me your tips.
You know, hook a girl up.
Give me your secrets.
Yeah, so that's the end of our podcast today. And I hope that what we spoke about today will kind of stick in your mind to encourage someone that they are great. They look okay, they are fine, and if they feel they're not fine, you try and go on the journey with them. Even if you yourself are healthy, try your best to support them the best way you can. Like, that's all you can do. You can't force them to it, but supporting is a big deal.
We have battles all the time. Oh I don't like this, oh I don't like that, but the things that she doesn't like about herself I like about her, and vice versa. Yeah. It's all about how you see yourself. Try to see yourself in a different light.
I hear that too. And be confident. Be ton up. Be the light. Be that light when you walk into the room. Everybody's like, damn. I wish I had a Casey's voice. You might need to record her.
Doing that. Damn.
Damn. My goddaughter with her. Damn. She does it so good. I might need that so I can put it in. Be the light in the room. No matter how low you feel about yourself, uplift yourself to be the best you can. Also, I'm going to add a link on this podcast for people that are actually suffering with self-esteem issues and body image issues. And I will add the link on Anchor and hope that you guys can get it. And I'll also add the link on Instagram and Twitter so that you guys can click on it and read through it, and I hope that it can help you. I personally have read this. I sourced this myself, so I've read it, and it was very encouraging for me, so that's why I've chosen to share it with you guys. So I hope it helps you as well. So thank you lot for listening to Talk It How It Is with myself, Natalie,
and me, Ash.
And we look forward to having you for our next episode. If you have any feedback on today's podcast, please, please feel free to follow us on Twitter at Natalie and Ash L1, or on Instagram at talkithowitis_UK, or email us at talkithowitis@gmail.com.
Don't be strangers.
Feedback is always good.
If you've got anything that you may want to discuss, also, please.
Topics that you want us to talk about. I think after this episode, we're going to start telling you what the next episodes are, so that if you want to send in questions before that day, and we can obviously, you know, read them out and try to answer them, give the best advice we can give. I think our first couple podcasts was just about you guys trying to get to know us and to see that we are really down to earth, and all we aim to do is just be us, you know, and give the best advice we can. So yeah, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy your week and your day and your everything.
Be good, and if you can't be good, be careful.
I would have said be safe.
Be quick. Up some yellow.